Add my greeting to this congregation today. Wonderful to see you on this blessed Mother's Day Sunday morning and to share in these parent-child dedication services. I add my greetings for Happy Mother's Day to all of you moms, moms-to-be, grandmothers, great-grandmothers in the congregation today. Indeed, you are blessed in the kingdom, and we celebrate you today. If anybody deserves a day, it's probably moms, wouldn't you say? And we're glad for that to happen. Moms wash little faces. They read stories. They give the best hugs. They wipe away tears. They sing songs. They point to the stars. And they are the very face of God to their children. We celebrate all of that today. I think there are two larger pictures for us today in worship on Mother's Day. One certainly is faith. We've spoken of that earlier in our service today, the transmission of faith. I'll bet it's true of the far, far majority of us that when we think about Mother's Day, we remember mothers and grandmothers, grandparents, but we give thanks for the transmission of faith from one generation to the next. And we remember that today. And I'll bet you remember that today. My very favorite, though not my text this morning, but my very favorite text for Mother's Day is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. It was the occasion of something like an ordination service for young Timothy. And Paul, his mentor and teacher, you just have the image, he was thinking about what to say to him. And those chapters and those verses are Paul's instruction to this young minister, Timothy, something like an ordination service. And then God just gave him something. I have the idea that the Spirit is called the plus of the Spirit when you're prepared to say something, and then God just gives you something else to say. And that happens many times, as the preachers of this congregation will know. But I have the image in that verse. Paul looks at Timothy. And he says, Timothy, what I see in you today, I first saw it in your grandmother, Eunice. And then I saw the same thing in your mother, Lois. And Timothy, I see it in you right now, today. I don't know that that's true, that God gave that to Paul in that last minute, but I have an idea it was. That all the things he was thinking of to say to him, he looked in his face and he could see his grandmother. And he could see his mother. And he knew where what that faith that was shining in his life came from today. And I believe we're like that today. A lot of us have been handed down a faith that is still true and strong in our hearts. So we give thanks for that today. I think mothers on this level, but a larger picture is faith, the transmission of faith. And then there's an even larger picture, and that is family. That is family. Today's a great day for family. And we want to expand our service in this sermon to talk about not just mothers, but families and building good houses that can take it. I have always been impressed with how Jesus, the master teacher, sought to close one of the most important teaching sections in the Bible. It's the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapters 5 through 7. And I've always been impressed with how Jesus closed it. He closed it by talking about the family and building houses and building homes that can go the distance. Homes that can take it. He put it in a form of a parable. Short little parable. And I want to read that scripture this morning. Matthew 7, verses 24 to 29, the end of the Sermon on the Mount. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the wind blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall because it had been founded upon the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish person who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it crashed, and it fell, and great was its fall. Now when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astonished at his teachings, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as one of the scribes. Today is the 110th Mother's Day in America. It was 1913 that Mother's Day started being observed on this Sunday in May in the U.S. of A. That makes today the 113th time that we've done it. But the truth is that you and I know better than that. We know a whole lot better than that. We know that the home and the family goes all the way back to Genesis 1. The home and the family, mother and father in the home and children, is part of the created order. The home is first in time and first in importance. Before there was ever a church, there was the home. Before there was ever any other institution, there was the family. Family and home, first in time and first in importance. Jesus drew a verbal portrait as he ended the Sermon on the Mount, talking about families and home. Blessed, says Jesus, are those who hear my words. They're like the person who builds their home on a strong foundation. And when the floods come and the rains fall and the storms beat against that house, it will not fall because great is its foundation. The other one is those who do not act on the words that I say, like the person that built their house on sand. And the rains come and the floods, waters fall and the storms beat against that house. But it's not able to make it. And terrible is its fall. This morning, as we think about the family, I want you to imagine building a home. Some of you in here are builders of homes, and you know a whole lot more about it than the rest of us. But all of us know pretty much that in building a home that will take it, the underpinnings of the home or the house have to be proper and strong as you build the house on top of the foundation. This morning I want to suggest to you some strong underpinnings. Some strong underpinnings that make for a good foundation of a home that can go the distance and be strong. The first underpinning is this: there is a spiritual foundation to this home and to this family. Now, I know that a lot of sermons about families tend to end talking about the spiritual foundation. But I don't want to put it last. I want to put it first. Couples in this church, families in this church, one of the underpinnings it takes to build a strong home, a home and family that can go the distance, is a spiritual foundation. It is a foundation where mother and father, where parents and children love God, where God is welcome in that home, where there is a great love for Christ, and the teachings of Christ are very much welcome in the midst of that home. There is a spiritual foundation to that house. Remember the words of Psalm 100, a very famous psalm for all of us. Do you remember verse 3? We know these psalms. Except the Lord build this house, they labor in vain who build it. Couples, build a spiritual foundation in your home where the things of God are welcome and where there is love for one another and a welcomeness to Christ. Spiritual foundation to a home. Being part of a church family where you have the support and strength of the church family and other couples, and the church family loves the children. It's a strong foundation, and it helps families to be able to endure and stand against the pressures of all of that. This morning, one of the best gifts dads, moms, grandmamas, granddaddies, one of the best gifts that all of us can give our families today is to make sure our own hearts are right with God. It's one of the best gifts a dad can ever give to a family. It's one of the best gifts a mom can ever give, and grandparents as well. Maybe this very morning might be an opportunity that we're going to give our family a tremendous gift, and that is that we make our hearts right with God, and that that is strong in our families. I believe it's the first foundation, the first underpinning of building a house that can go the distance. That's number one. Here's number two. And that is strength. It takes strength to keep a family together, doesn't it? Last weekend, we saw a lot of pageantry and majesty about the coronation of a king. And it was beautiful. A lot of ceremony and pageantry there. But it was not lost on me that amidst all of that, there was a son who was estranged. There was a brother who was estranged. Sometimes it's in your own making that that happens, that people do those things, and it's out of our control. But it was a reminder to me that it takes strength to hold your family together. This morning, I want to mention an A, B, and a C under this. I think there are three special kinds of strength. Here's number A in that. The strength of nurture. The strength of nurture. And I want to share a principle with you that I hope you believe because you act it out all the time. And that is that struggle is the natural order of things. Umbilical cords tend to shred when babies are born. They're not cut neatly. Have you ever heard anybody say, I have never had a minute's trouble with my kids? Now, if they mean that literally, they're right. They've never had a minute's trouble. They've had hours of trouble. They've had days of trouble. Probably what they mean by that is that they've not gotten in trouble with the law. Or maybe they've kept them free of drug culture, and that is a yeoman's task, isn't it? And if some of you say, you know, he's wrong. I never had a minute's trouble with my kids. Let me just remind you of a few things. Habitat. Room. One of our neighbors in Bowie's Creek came in our house the other day fussing about the child, one of the children that they have, and it was the room. And said, I finally said to him, do you mean to tell me that you close your eyes in here? And they were having a giant struggle. How about friends? How about dress? Oh, no, young lady. How about freedom? On and on we could go. Struggle is the natural order of things. And I want you to take this home today. You are not a failure. As a mother or as a father, if you sometimes struggle with your children. Most of us grow through struggle, don't we? Sometimes sparks fly in a family. Children push for independence. Parents push for responsibility. And sometimes when the push for independence clashes with the push for responsibility, a few sparks might just fly. It takes strength to nurture. And struggle is sometimes the order of things. Put this on your refrigerator. It too is a beautiful verse from the Bible. It is He who hath made us, and not we ourselves. That is a particular kind of strength, isn't it? There's the strength of nurture. Then there's the strength of discipline. Now I know well, that I need to sit down right now and invite all the school teachers to come up here. They're the ones who can really talk about discipline, can't they? Why do we discipline children? Because we want them to know the value of boundaries. Children are not for beating into submission. No. We discipline our children because we love them and we want other people to love them. You remember God set up that tree of knowledge of good and evil for Adam and Eve? It had nothing to do with nutrition. It was simply a boundary. You are not to eat of the fruit of this tree. There are boundaries that you can participate in and not go over. There are those that not go over. The strength of discipline. It takes strength to do that in a family. And then there is the strength I just mentioned. Helping your children understand their self-worth apart from the commodities of this world. Parents, you're in for the fight of your life to help your children to understand their self-worth apart from the materialism of this world. And that's where the verse I just mentioned, a refrigerator verse, it belongs there. It is He who hath made us, and not we ourselves. What a beautiful sign of strength if parents can communicate this to their children. I believe it takes a spiritual foundation, spiritual underpinning. And the second one to put right beside it is strength. And then there's a third one to slide it into that foundation and then build a house on top of it, and that is commitment. Commitment's a strong word, isn't it? It means that we're here for each other. Dr. James Dobson of Focus on the Family fame may be right. I've thought about it since I heard him say it. And I've never quite reconciled it, but I'm becoming more and more to think that he's right. Dr. Dobson says we're lulled into a misperception about family to think that the three most important words you ever say in a family is, I love you. I would ask you what you thought were the three most important words in a family. You might have put those. Dr. Dobson says they're important, all right, but they're not the most important. The most important ones are, I'll be there. I'll be there. Means I will be there. I have your back. You have mine. We are making a commitment to walk this journey together, to be there for each other, and to go the distance. Maybe this is a great day, couples and families, to say to each other, I'll be there, and you can count on me. Commitment. Some time ago now, not while I've been at Zebulun, I listened about this season of the year to a graduation address that almost caused me to have a wreck. I was riding in my car, and this graduation speaker was looking at college students, which hurt me. And he said, I want to tell you now, be committed to no commitment. Stay free so that you can move in any direction, whatever may come to you, and that you can move in that direction. I literally was driving a car and had to pull over and stop. And I'm not dressing that up. And I remembered the words of Jesus. Follow me. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Follow me, and I will show you life everlasting. If any of you young people, if you believe in that philosophy to be committed to no commitment, your life will become a disaster in 30 days or less. Commitment. It's a strong biblical word, isn't it? Dr. Dobson may just be right about this. The greatest thing we can say to our families is, I'll be there. I'll be there. And to follow the way of Jesus in all he has taught us, and to be committed to that way of life. I tell you, if you put that underpinning in your home and build your house on that, you have a spiritual underpinning, one of strength, and you have one now of commitment that will help your home and family when the rains fall and when the floods come and when the winds beat against that house. It will not fall. For great is its foundation. I think there's one more. And you've been waiting on me to get to this one. I got to it a little bit. And that's love. That's important, of course. Spiritual. Strength. Commitment. And love. I love participating in weddings and seeing the love that couples have for one another on their wedding day. It's beautiful to see. Like Paul said to Timothy, I can see it in you. You can see it in them. And sometimes you just want to say to them, just wait. Just wait. Just wait till you cross the years together. Just wait till you have to depend on one another to face some hard places in life. Just wait until hand in hand you go through serious issues and you emerge and the years pass. And then you really find out how much you can truly love another human being. That's the kind of love that will go the distance, isn't it? And the kind of love that will be strong. What are some underpinnings of building a house in this day and age that can take it? I think there's a spiritual one. I think there's one of strength, one of commitment, and one of love to cross the years together. Oh, you figured out my question already this morning. Which kind of home do you have? Do you have the one that's built on a strong foundation? Or do you have the one that's built on a weak foundation? Maybe this very day is a day of commitment to make sure I put my family and my home on a strong foundation. That these will be foundations for my family in the days to come. Happy Mother's Day. It's a big day for that. But it's a big day for faith. And it is a big day for family. Maybe here this morning, some of you may want to say, I need to give my family the gift that my heart is right with God. You may want to come to the Father this morning. Make that commitment. You may want to make the commitment to each other. I'll be there. And we're going to put our home and our family on a strong foundation. Which kind of foundation is your home on this very day? May the Lord bless us as we build houses and homes that have a firm foundation. Thanks be to Him for His help. Amen.